Good afternoon. This is the Thursday evening Q&A for the Healing Codes. It's 8:30 Eastern Time. This call is being recorded. We are here to listen, to support, to love, and honor you. I am Linda Brewer. I'm your host tonight. We do not give custom codes, nor do we give medical advice or prescribe that anyone do anything medically. We are here to help you look at your heart and receive love and truth and peace. Thank you for attending tonight. We always begin the Thursday evening calls with the prayer and the universal code. So as you sit comfortably, think about, sense and feel the thing that is bothering you most in this moment, or the thing you would desire to have an answer to or be healed from. Healing, I'm talking at the spiritual level, as we do not prescribe that we do any healing at the physical level. And we don't do anything at the spiritual level either. We let the spirit do that. But welcome tonight. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, and whatever your issue may be tonight, be found, it would be opened and healed by filling you and me with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Your body, your mind, and your spirit now knows what to heal first and what you are ready to look at through love, truth, and light. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Jaws. Both hands, temples. Both Hands Bridge. Both Hands, Adam's Apple. Both Hands, Jaws. Both Hands, Temples. Take a deep breath. Notice how you feel and where you feel it. What are you thinking? Anything that you feel or anything you would like to say? Take a deep breath and shift your position just a little bit to change your energy. And welcome back to the call. Is there anything anyone would like to share? If so, please hit star 2 and I will unmute you and we will be on the air together. Five, 4, 4, 6, New York, Miss Pat, how are you this evening?
I'm very well, thanks, Linda. Thank you so much for this very generous session. I know I've heard before that Dr. Alex when he first originated the healing codes, he would spend longer than the 30 seconds on each position, and I think we did that tonight. And it's a good idea now and then just to have that exercise of being with the code for an more extended period. I did want to share, I know I've said it before, but I have also been recently experimenting with the idea of having music on during my coding. And I just want to say it really does enhance the experience to have some beautiful music on while one is coding. It really does. And then while one is saying one's truth-focused statements or praying, that really feels like it goes into a much, much deeper place than just doing the code alone, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, certainly if you're in a place where you don't have access to anything but the code, I mean, that you've got everything you need with the code itself. I'm just saying that it does enhance it for me. And that's one thing I wanted to share. I'll let that go for now. And I have an actual question, but I just wanted to say that at first.
Is there any particular music instrument you're listening to or any type of music you're listening to?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. One of my very favorite things to code to is Michael Tyrell's piece of music, and he's the whole tones man. I learned about he was introduced to from Dr. Alex, and I use his Great Awakening segment, his piece of music called The Great Awakening, and it's extremely moving. And I just have it on my iTunes to repeat it. It lasts 22 minutes, but I don't want it to stop or to go to the next thing in the playlist necessarily. So I just have it on repeat one, and I code as long as I want. And that's very effective. I that's just amazing. It's beautiful. And now recently I started also, just for variety's sake, I went into the internet and I went into YouTube and I went into Christian meditation music. And there's some beautiful things in that, and they go on for hours, so you don't even have to worry about, you know, putting a repeat on it. But I imagine a person could put in meditation music, you know, whatever their path is, and find some beautiful spiritual music for that to do it with. And but the one thing I really like about this site I'm doing with the Christian one is they'll give you in addition to the music, they put a line of scripture on it. And you can meditate on that as well while you're doing the code. Yeah.
I've seen that. I've played it some, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think Michael has some of his music on YouTube, too.
Oh, really? What, other than the Whole Tones pieces? Because I have his Whole Tones album.
I don't know which ones he has on YouTube, I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure he has some out there.
I'll definitely check into that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm asking just to help me understand. So you're doing the code, you're listening to the soft Christian music, and you're reading the scripture on the
thing
too.
Yeah, it's not really actively listening to the music. I have the music on, and I'm coding. And perhaps in the beginning I will say my prayer, and then I'll also say a specific intent. I have an affirmation statement I use on my own after the prayer, before or after the prayer, an affirmative statement about my issue. And my connecting to God, and I do that. And then I do my code. And then I'll, you know, put the music on and code. And it's really a bonus that there's a scripture on the thing. I may look at it and meditate on it, or I may just meditate on my issue. And maybe whenever I come to the first position of any given code, I tend to say my own truth-focused statement that I started with, my affirmative statement.
So you don't change your truth statement. You stick with the same truth statement throughout.
I tend to stick with the one that I started with, yes. I'm doing the codes in order. I'm going through a cycle every, 12 days or so of the codes. And then in the morning I'll do the first one, and the evening at night before I go to bed I do the code two. And the title of each code, the category, suggests to me what my truth-focused statement will be. I don't really go into addressing specific problems lately, because I find that when I try that, I would have so many things it would be hard for me to choose. So I'm just trusting the process of the codes and the categories suggested by them, by their titles, to bring me healing. So today was today? Today was goodness. Now, goodness happens to be tied to the respiratory system. So that's very appropriate with what's going on today with the COVID-19. So I will say my truth focus statement to include, the population of the world, and, to focus on all of us, having divine order in our lives regarding our respiratory systems. And I'll do the code for the goodness code for that. And each day there may be an issue that any given code suggests to me, and then I'll do that. Or if I actually do have a pressing problem that I really need to address, well, I'll still use the code for that day, but I'll word my prayer in such a way that, I give the attention to the actual problem that I'm feeling. But I find it very useful to have the structure of the 12 codes to go through. Otherwise, I tend to get all bogged down in which one I should be choosing. and then I stall doing it, and I find other things to do. This way, it's kind of all laid out for me, and I don't have to do a ton of thinking. So, yeah.
Well, there's
order,
and
yeah.
I sense one of the benefits to every human being as you're doing this, Pat, is you're including every human being on the planet. And because for the first time in my life, everyone on Earth is going through the same similar things with this virus. So,
yeah.
And no one's immune. And so I sense you were just helping the universe and people heal regardless of where they are. So thank you.
Oh, sure. I'm a little embarrassed. I did not even think of that. And I've been coding since 2013, and it didn't even occur to me until relatively recently that it would be a good idea to do this code for this issue. But, we wake up when we wake up.
That's right. We're never late. We're just always on time, whether we realize it or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, thank you.
Oh, Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. Now, can I ask my question?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I know that Dr. Alex had originally suggested that we do code twice a day, and I've actually, now that I'm retired, I'm actually finding the wherewithal to manage to do that, as I say, when I get up and then before I go to bed. And I'm just wondering if coding more than that would really, would bring any more benefit, or would it be not discernible at coding more than, twice a day?
My belief system is that because when you do the coding or the healing code positions, you are relaxing every fiber of your body.
Yeah.
And so the more you can relax, the more you heal, and the more you heal, then the more blessed you are and all the people in the universe. And so I know people who do them morning, noon, and night, and I know some people who do them 6 or 7 times a day.
Wow.
So whatever the Spirit leads you to do,
yeah.
And you don't have to do the whole thing. You may do it just for, I've done them at stoplights before.
Oh, interesting.
So, yeah, you know, you just pick which position might be the one most appropriate for what you're feeling in your body or thinking, and you can just do that for a few seconds, and knowing that you're asking for healing and truth and light.
Well, now, this is interesting. There are some codes that only have one position. The kindness code, you know, code one is, you know, is the same position. It doesn't move. And also the goodness code, code two, I believe, of the goodness code and possibly the trust code. So I guess those are the ones where I would think I was doing a complete code. But when you say just choose a position, other than the ones with a code, with one position for the whole code, well, how would you otherwise feel that you were doing a whole code if you only had, you know, a very short time, let's say at a stoplight or something? I mean, can you just choose any position from any code,
yes,
even though it's partial? I mean,
well, it's not a partial because you're doing it completely in love with the purpose and the intent of healing. I've done the jaw position numerous times of the day just simply to release anger and tension. And if I feel frightened or anything, I'll do Adam's apple. If I'm in a position, I've done it in meetings when I felt like I was being attacked or I was afraid to say something or for whatever reason, and I would just lay my hands on my chest and silently say a prayer, and nobody would ever know what I'm doing.
Well, this is fascinating. But your hands on your chest, that is that a code?
Well, if you do it up towards your throat, that's the Adam's apple.
Oh, the Adam's apple. Okay. Now, yeah. And when you said the jaw, how do you know that the jaws is related to anger?
Because that's the way we're created.
But how do you, I don't remember reading that, and I wouldn't intuitively know
well,
that.
Well, I don't know. One of the ways that I was educated long before I ever, through the study of the essential oils and things, anytime you are in the temple area, you're living out of your mind. So if you get a headache or you're trying to think too much or you can't get clarity on something, the temples is a great place to be. And you can do that just like with your, if you're in public or something, just sort of cup your face in your hands and just put your fingers up towards your temple area, because we are being healed by the intention of what we are needing to be healed on. If you feel anger or your jaws are tightened or your stomach's upset, the jaw area is awesome. If you feel like you're afraid to say something or you're short of breath or whatever, do the
Adam's apple.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Adam's apple. And if you really feel overwhelmed, just reach up and sort of rub the brow area, sort of take your brow out, and you just can be sitting there, and people don't realize what you're doing. But your intention is to let the negative, the tension, the stress go and get clarity on receiving healing and love and truth and light.
Now, I didn't hear which one you said was for overwhelm.
Overwhelm?
You mentioned the last one. You mentioned what you use for Adam's apple, what you use for the headache for temples, but I didn't hear what...
You use the bridge if you're trying to figure something out, or if you feel overwhelmed, because that's where all of our emotions meet, is in the bridge area.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So you can do them, and no one's ever the wiser, but your spirit certainly is listening and receiving the healing and sending you guidance and peace and comfort.
Great. I'm so grateful for this. This is so good because, I mean, this is something you can do in public.
Yeah.
And a code with moving to hand positions is wonderful, and you can do that at home, but this is something you can take with you more easily. And I didn't know it would be effective to just do one position, and now I appreciate that you've elucidated which one would be for which, you know, emotion or quality. This is so interesting. Can you recommend anything further to read about it, about where the different aspects are held in the four centers? For instance, the bridge is, you said, for overwhelm, or what did you say, for not thinking?
The bridge. Yeah, the bridge is if that's where all of your emotions come together. So the temples, if you are really trying to overthink something and you're disconnected from your spirit and you're just trying to figure it out mentally.
Yeah.
The jaws is for anger and releasing tension. The Adam's apple is about something you need to say, and you're afraid that you will either be attacked or not be safe, or you don't know what you need to say. That's good for releasing and opening that area. And then the bridge area is where all of our emotions come together. So if you get what I would call frazzled, if you're in a situation and you say, I don't know what to do, then just sort of sit down and sort of do the bridge area and calm yourself down and ask for wisdom and strength and truth and watch what happens.
I need to do that. I'm glad you pointed that out. I definitely could have used that this summer when I was in contact with my job at the time, and I was getting so overwhelmed by these, you know, new technical issues with software that I didn't know how to use and all this stuff. I was going crazy. That's one reason I finally decided to retire when I did. But I wanted to anyway.
And that's a beautiful example of living totally out of your trying to figure something out mentally, or living what I call out of your head, because you were not connected to your beautiful spirit and wisdom, and so you were attempting to do it alone.
Attempting to do it how?
Alone, in your head.
Yes, I was. So this could still come up because I still need to address some computer issues, and I tend to get this way over it. So my question is, is it advisable to do the bridge or the temples?
Well, you can if you feel like you just cannot think anymore, you're just overwhelmed and you just want to scream.
Yeah.
I would do the temple, but I would also just take a deep breath and look at where I feel the greatest pressure.
Take a deep breath and what did you say about pressure?
And feel where you've got the greatest pressure.
I've never been good about noticing where anything is going on in my body. I've never been connected to that kind of guidance. So I would just do the temples and the bridge then for that.
Well, you don't just let your spirit lead you. Your hands will lead you.
Well,
trust
I'm not,
your spirit.
I'm not sure that they do, but they probably want to, and I don't feel tuned into that. But that's okay, because you've given me guidance anyway about how to handle overwhelm. And
you might do a code around learning to trust your spirit.
Yeah.
And doing some real deep breathing with that.
I've actually been thinking of that lately even. you know, wanting to be guided more by God, by Spirit, by listening, and I've actually been praying about that. So that's interesting that that comes up.
Well, your spirit will never leave you, nor will it mislead you.
Mm.
It's when we get frightful or we feel like we're safe only by what we know or we can do, and it's not. So many of us feel like, you know, if they think that I'm not smart enough to do this or I don't have the answers, I don't have any value or any worth, or I'll get fired in a lot of people's incidents, or they'll think I'm stupid, or and all of those things are of the flesh. So when we let our spirit rule us and guide us and direct us, it's an amazing journey.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that guidance.
Well, you are very welcome, Miss Pat. Thank you for leading into the conversation.
Oh, you're welcome.
And showing up. It's always wonderful when you show up and you contribute. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so grateful to be here.
And we're grateful to have you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Anything else you would like to share?
Not for the moment.
Okay. Is there anyone else, Star 2, or if you have any thoughts or comments or felt anything when we were discussing, please hit Star 2, and I will unmute you, and you can participate, please. Anyone else? Star 2? Miss Pat, do you have anything else?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. I just thought of it. I was trying to submit a question over the internet earlier. I couldn't find the page on DrAlexanderLloyd.com. I went into, you know, the calls and everything, and it just said click for the replay or something, and I couldn't find where to submit a question online. Can you guide me to that?
I cannot. Because I never have done it.
Okay.
I never have done it.
I've done it in the past, but I think maybe the method has changed or the site changed a bit. So now I don't know how to find it.
Do you have Thea's email, or go out on the Facebook page and ask her?
What did you say about, what, I'm sorry, what about email?
Do you have Thea's email address that's
Thea Benny from Israel.
Yeah.
Oh, how is she doing? No, I'm not sure. I may or may not have her email from before. I don't like to do Facebook. I deleted my account a few years ago, and I recently, anyway, I don't want to work on Facebook. So I may have her email address. I'll check, because I think years ago I emailed her once. So I may have that, but I'll check.
And you may find it on the healingcodes.com website.
Oh, maybe that's where to do the thing. Let me see.
Yeah.
I'm just checking my emails, see if it says the. Oh, yeah, TheaBennyHC@gmail. I do have her email address. So I can. Oh, so she's still active, because I know they don't have the Thursday afternoon calls anymore, but she's still involved in the healing codes then.
And I don't know this, so I'm talking totally out of school. I think somehow she works with the organization. I know she manages the Facebook, but I think she and Johanna help Alex with a lot of things, and I think Thea helps Larry with some of the work that he does.
Larry?
Uh-huh.
Larry Napier?
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but to my understanding, she's still very much involved with the organization.
Oh, okay. Well, I can ask her anyway. to guide me to that. Now, you, so what was this, the page you had said? The, oh, thehealingcodes.com. It might be on that as opposed to Dr. Alexander Lloyd. So I can try that as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, good. I'll try that.
But I know some of the questions are posted on, I don't, Thea gets them somehow, and she'll send them if somebody has a question. But I always check the Q&A on here several times during the call, but we haven't had anything to come in on the web.
Oh, well, the Q&A. Remember. How do you get to the Q&A? That's what I think I meant, the Q&A.
I don't know.
But you get to see it on an email or on a website or what?
No, when we're on this call, I sign into a control panel.
Oh.
And that's where I start the recording and where I can control muting and unmuting people.
Oh, okay.
And then they have a Q&A that people
that's
used
what
to
I meant. Yeah. That's what I meant. So, anyway, thehealingcodes.com goes right back to Dr. AlexanderLloyd.com. The whole website is the same one. So
No, it's not the same. It's not the same one, but that I don't know. I think the safest thing to do would be just to contact Thea.
That's certainly a thought. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Linda.
She will be able to give you accurate information.
Yeah. Oh, good. Very good. Okay, thanks very much. I think that's all I have to ask for tonight.
Well, you're most welcome. Very much. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone else, please hit star 2. Going once, going twice. Well, it is 9:12 Eastern Time, and we have life-changing events going on in the world, across the world. And so if no one else has any comments, Pat, we always appreciate you being here, contributing, so as we think about where we are, the entire world, the entire population, taking a deep breath, let's do the Adam's apple, and may the voice of every human being be heard, spoken, and loved, truth and light. As we think of all the things going on, and all the situations and circumstances in the world and in people's lives that we have no control over, the bridge where we can just be the presence of love and truth and light. Of all the anger and the wickedness and everything that makes the mind, body, and spirit of mankind dark. We release that anger as we code to our jaws that we have no control. Our response needs to be calmness, love, and peace. And when we think of all the things the world wants us and the people in the world and the circumstances that we have no control over, we can gently touch our temples and release that with the power and the wisdom of love and joy and peace. So as we depart tonight, we are honored and blessed to have you here. And to those listening and to those who will listen, may you find that one thing that you will be able to walk in peace, give out of an abundance, and believe you make a difference. You are worthy of love. You are competent to do whatever your spirit has called you to do without stress. May we find peace and love and joy in every encounter and every circumstance and every thought. You are a miracle, and we love you. We bless you in peace. Have a beautiful, blessed life. Thank you for joining us. Bless each one of you. Go in peace. Love your life. It's a gift. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night. I'm going to unmute everyone. And so if you would like to say good night, whatever, this is your time. Go for it.
Good night, Linda. And thank you. That was a beautiful final code that you just did. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You're most welcome. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye. 5920, is there anything you would like to share?
No, just listening.
Okay, well, we appreciate you being with us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, good night.
Good night.